I was 26, and about as dumb, in all human things, as any 26-year-old has a right to be, when I met the woman who would change my life. That she'd been dead for a couple of hundred years made not the slightest difference whatsoever. Her name was Jane Austen, and she would teach me everything I know about everything that matters. The thing that takes my breath away when I think back on it all is that I never wanted to read her in the first place. It happened quite by accident, and very much against my will. I had been eager, when I'd gone back to school to get my PhD the year before, to fill the gaps in my literary education. Chaucer and Shakespeare, Melville and Milton. But the one area of English literature that held no interest for me, that positively repelled me, was 19th century British fiction. What could be duller, I thought, than a bunch of long, heavy novels by women novelists in stilted language on trivial subjects? The very titles sounded ridiculous. Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights, Middlemarch. But nothing symbolized the dullness and narrowness of that whole body of work like the name Jane Austen. Wasn't she the one who wrote those silly romantic fairy tales? Just thinking about her made me sleepy. Ugh. What I really wanted to study was modernism, the literature that had formed my identity as a reader and, in many ways, as a person. Joyce, Conrad, Faulkner, Nabokov, complex, difficult, sophisticated works. Like so many young men, I needed to think of myself as a rebel, and modernism, with its revolutionary intensity, confirmed my self-image. I'd pass my days in a cloud of angry sarcasm, making silent speeches, as I stalked down Broadway in my John Lennon coat, against everything conventional, respectable, and pious. I'd walk right up alongside the buildings, in the shadows. It makes you feel like a rat scuttling for cover, to aggravate my sense of alienation. If I was waiting for someone and had nowhere else to go, I'd sit right down on the sidewalk with my Kerouac or my Catch-22, just you try and stop me. I smoked weed, listened to The Clash, and snorted at the business monkeys who'd sold out to the man. Like the modernists, I was hot to change the world, even if I wasn't sure exactly how. At the very least, I knew I wasn't going to let the world change me. I was Dostoevsky's underground man, raging against the machine. I was Joyce's Stephen Dedalus, the rebel artist who runs rings around the grown-ups. I was Conrad's Marlowe, the world-weary truth-teller who punches through hypocrisy and lies. Needless to say, I was not the easiest person to get along with. In fact, I wonder that my friends put up with me at all. Like so many guys, I thought that a good conversation meant holding forth about all the supposedly important things I knew. Books, history, politics, whatever. But I wasn't just aggressively certain of myself, though of course I never let anyone finish a sentence and delivered my opinions as if they'd come direct from Sinai. I was also oblivious to the feelings of the people around me, a bulldozer stuck in overdrive. Because it had never occurred to me to imagine how things might look from someone else's point of view.